Dina Day is in studio, and Dina's been here with us several times before from Faith Comes By Hearing. She's the communications coordinator. And let me tell you, if your bosses are listening, I want them to know you do exactly that. You know, communication is so important. And I can't tell you how many times you call organizations and you can't, it's like, are they going to get back to me? You know?
And, I like to talk to people.
Well, and you're easy to connect with, Dina, and I appreciate that. And you connect us with others in the organization. You help us communicate with them as well. So kudos on the communication coordinating. You do it. You do it goodly.
Oh, thank you, Steve. We appreciate all that you do. You know, it's wonderful to come on here and tell you. I mean, we're moving and shaking at Faith Comes By Hearing.
Always.
And there's always something exciting going on. That's why I brought Patrick with me today.
That's right. Now, is it Gozer?
Gozer.
Gozer.
Yeah, it's similar to the Ghostbusters bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I won't do my best Rick Moranis for you. But Patrick Gozer Sr. is the global digital coordinator at Faith Comes By Hearing. And Patrick, what drew you to Faith Comes By Hearing? How long have you been there?
Been at Faith Comes By Hearing about 2 years. Uh-huh. I was working at Apple before that. I wasn't some big programmer. I was just working at the Apple store here in town. Yeah. And
you look like a genius.
But he is a techie genius, so let me tell you.
Yeah, definitely just drawn to the mission of Faith Comes By Hearing, getting God's word to everyone in audio, and yeah.
So much appreciate that. And that's we'll get into some of what you're working on there as well. But let's back up a little bit. As Dina, still we haven't really communicated in full. Those who may be listening and for the first time are hearing Faith Comes
yes.
By Hearing.
Well, if Faith Comes By Hearing, we're celebrating our 51st year. We hit 50 years. It was founded in Albuquerque in 1972. It is an international ministry. We're all over the world doing audio recordings in every language that's still needed. And mm-hmm. we've got this goal, which we can talk for an hour about, a Vision 2033, along with partners, of having all those languages recorded. Well, we just yesterday had a new number released. We're up to 1,829 languages.
Wow.
Scripture in 1,829 languages.
Is there a part of the world that kind of, this part of the world, there's a whole bunch?
Yeah, so and there's a whole bunch in Africa,
yeah.
in Asia, and in South America. You know, it's the what's left, the languages that are left. There's a lot.
Is it the tribal languages that are so
indigenous, but also the really kind of restricted countries that are harder to get into.
Uh-huh.
Fewer speakers. You know, we've done languages for I think 6.6 billion speakers in the world. So there's about 8 billion people in the world.
Has Faith Come By Hearing with that? You know, just talking about that, kind of almost helped to revive any of those languages that were almost, I don't know how else to say it, near extinction?
Well, I think, you know, along with our partners, our translation partners
yeah.
that we've worked with for so many decades, like Wycliffe and the Bible Societies, they deserve the major credit.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, you can't go into a community where there might be a trade language of Spanish, for
right.
example, but you've got all these villages that nobody actually speaks Spanish. That's
yeah.
not what they... That's not how they pray. That's not what they speak at home. So, you know, that's what's so important is still those people need to hear the word of God as well.
In their language.
Right.
To comprehend the message of the gospel, really.
Yes.
Well, it's great to hear. And the gospel films, too. You're
mm-hmm.
busy distributing that.
So we partnered with Lumo Films just a few years back. I think we're about 5 years ago now. And already the gospel films gospel films is what we named our versions of
uh-huh.
them. But you could find, like, for instance, they did these beautiful films, the Gospel of Mark, the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John,
uh-huh.
you know, four different films. And they had them in the major languages. They had them in English and Spanish. And but somehow, you know, as the body of Christ unites and we all work together as partners. Somebody told them they wanted to do them in all the languages of the world, and we found one another. They found Faith Comes by Hearing. So we have gone back and post-produced their beautiful, beautiful films in all the languages we have recorded. We're up to 1,318 languages in gospel films.
And I think we'd be delinquent not to mention what we've talked about a couple of times on this show to remind people, if they haven't seen One Matchstick yet, the Sing of Fire.
Mm-hmm.
So well produced.
Well, it's a beautiful documentary, only 37 minutes long. It's not going to take you all day. And our guys actually went over to Zambia and just recorded the story. And it really gives you just in a short glimpse, but it really helps you comprehend what it means for people to have the Word of God in their own language. Yeah. And so we kind of follow that.
Top notch. I mean, it's something you expect to see on the best documentary channel you find on TV or on the big screen. But it's easy to get through, 37 minutes long, powerful message, and free to view.
Free. The link is right on our website, faithcomesbyhearing.com.
Yeah, go to faithcomesbyhearing.com and you'll see. Now I'm colorblind. What color is that band going across the top there?
It's red.
Okay, the red band that goes across the top. There's a link there. Just says watch the film. And I would encourage you to go check that out. When it was coming out, I viewed it. And actually, I should probably go back and do it again. But just beautiful. Work well done. And, I like to talk about some of this, the different translations and the gospel films and this documentary and the other. There's all kinds of other work. Like you said, we spent hours talking about what you'll find on the website. Faith Comes by Hearing is a nonprofit organization, one that perhaps you should pray about how you might support it with a one-time gift or set up recurring giving. And like most nonprofit websites, very easy to navigate. Go to faithcomesbyhearing.com, and on the top right, you'll see it. They've even got an outline around the word give. It's easy to find. You're doing it.
It's a good thing to give to, for sure.
It is. Now, Patrick, let's talk about some of the work that you're doing. It sounds like you're involved with some of the apps that are available.
That's right. Yeah. When people ask me what I do at Faith Comes by Hearing, I like to tell them, it's our 51st year. We've been recording all of these 1,800 plus languages, and it's my job and my team's job to get them to people digitally. So that happens through apps and websites and social media and pretty much every way that you can get something to someone digitally, we try to do it.
Now, what might surprise someone about the app, any of the apps that they would go to? Because, as a lay person, I think, so if I download an app, I can pick any portion of the Bible, click it, and listen to it audibly.
Yeah, something that we've found, there are, for Americans, there are tons and tons of Bible apps. You could have your pick. Many of these apps are multi-language, There's YouVersion or Bible is one that we have, or there's many, many others. But what my team is doing is actually creating single language Bible apps for some of these smaller communities so that when they search their language, it might be the only app that's ever been created in that language. And they don't have to navigate menus and find their language. It's just a really personalized app just for them. So we've produced over 850 of these single language Bible apps for these very, very small language communities so that they can have ownership of God's word by having their own app in their own native language.
Okay, so if I have the Google Store mm-hmm. app on my phone, we're talking about a free app to download.
That's right.
What are we looking for?
Yeah, if you search FCBH Global Bible Apps, you'll find, it's funny, the Google Play Store, it's not really set up for people to create so many apps.
Uh-huh.
So we've sort of broken it a little bit in that it'll only show about 300 of our top apps. So really, the way that people discover these apps is we're also able to advertise them to people that no one else is trying to reach out to. So I run a huge ad campaign online where, you know, you might see this tiny village in the Congo where this very small language is spoken, but Nike is not trying to reach them mm-hmm. with ads, you know? Mm-hmm. But we are. And so this people group who might not even have reliable electricity, they have smartphones. And we're reaching out to them and seeing just huge numbers of downloads in these really small communities.
So how many downloads have you seen of the apps now?
So last year it was somewhere a little bit above 18 million downloads.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, that's
a hunger for God's word.
Yeah. And there's plenty more people we need to make sure know where it is. What's the best way for someone to share an app?
Yeah. On our website, on the resources page, you can see a list of all of our apps there and sort of search that list. And most of these apps.
Is that under the Bible Is?
So Bible is like our large multi-language app.
Okay.
Which is what most Americans would use.
Exactly.
I'm just, so when they go there, when they go to the, there's recordings, database, Bible Is, MP3 downloads, resources for partners, and Bible Brain API.
Yeah, I think it's in resources for partners there.
Okay. All right, let's go there. Because, if you're listening and you want to go and actually find some of these apps, we want you to be able to easily, there you go, Global Bible Apps is under there. So, the rabbit hole keeps going, but there's plenty of great information there to find. I'm going to go to a place, you don't ever ask a question you don't know if you have an answer for, but I'm going to ask. Are there apps there that parents can use with their children?
Yeah, we don't have any like children specific apps, but something that I have two little kids at home.
Yeah.
And the gospel films are actually really engaging for kids. Most of these apps have text and audio and gospel films if they're available in that language. So one of our coworkers, what he likes to do with his kids is pick a really small portion of scripture and read it out loud. Let's say, Matthew 5, Sermon on the Mount.
Right.
So read Matthew 5 and then talk about it a little bit. And then listen to Matthew 5, talk about it a little bit, and then watch Matthew 5. And it sort of activates all different sort of...
Sensory,
different parts of your brain, and you sort of get a different message every time you experience it sort of in a different...
Okay,
media.
So on that, under the partners tab, and I went down to Gospel Films, and I just want to kind of paint a picture for the listener. This is so cool. I'm looking at Mark chapter 1 is where it defaults to, and it offers Mark 1, 1 through 8, and through, it looks like, 1, 9 through 28. But... you can also pick which version you want to listen to it in. But anyway, I'm going to stop clicking because I will just, we'll just sit here and watch gospel films for the whole time we're here. Listen, we're up against a break. And when we come back, we're going to find out more about where Faith Comes By Hearing is headed, what their plans are, and how you can be a part of making that happen or put to use what they've already created enhance your walk with the Lord, and others too. Absolutely content that you're going to want to be prepared to share as well. We'll come back with more with Faith Comes By Hearing right after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, we're in the middle of a conversation with our friends from Faith Comes By Hearing. Patrick Gozier is in studio. Patrick Gozier Sr., I should say. He's the Global Digital Director for Faith Comes By Hearing. And Dina Day, which, you know, Dina, you're almost always here when Faith Comes By Hearing comes in. So she's a familiar, friendly face, the communications coordinator there. And thank you for bringing Patrick, because this information is just so good for our listener to know about what's going on with Faith Comes By Hearing, and now what's going to be populating. Well, it already has populated the Google Play Store, and is you know, it's at the beginnings of the Apple Store. And Patrick is you're 2 years there now at Faith Comes By Hearing, so a little more time with Patrick there, and you're going to log on to Apple and see all of the various apps, God willing. You know, Patrick, I'm sure working where you do, because, I mean, we're on the campus of Calvary Church, and on this campus, Skip Heitzig's program, Connect with Skip, is produced, and we have a customer service department, and you hear stories all the time. How encouraging it is, really, for the entire staff to hear stories of people whose lives were touched by the work you're doing in the ministry. I'm sure you have some of those.
Definitely. Yeah. More stories than could be told here. But yeah, one that sticks out to me is we were helping to run a Facebook page that was aimed at Nepal, and running some ads. And they were posting the gospel film clips, you know, just very short clips, a couple verses of scripture, the story of Jesus. And they're posting one a day. And this Facebook page got a message from a man in Nepal that said, hey, whoever's running this page, you're not posting these clips fast enough.
Oh.
I'm learning about this guy, Jesus, and I want to know more.
Yeah.
So the admin of that Facebook page reached out to him and had a Zoom call with him. And the man gave his life to Christ after hearing the full story of Jesus and hearing the gospel. And they started meeting every week for discipleship over Zoom. And pretty soon the man said, like, you know, my brother, I was telling him some of this stuff. Could he join our calls too? So then his brother gave his life to Christ. And then one of their cousins also. And all of them lived sort of in nearby villages. And so after these discipleship calls, they would go back and start Bible studies in their three different villages. And so that's just one very small example of what's happening all over the world through digital Bible engagement.
Yeah. Well, and I have to imagine, Dina, if the founders of Faith Comes By Hearing, you know, they hear a story like, you know, all of that work over 51 years for three souls. If that were it, it would be all worth it. The truth is there's so many more lives being impacted.
Exactly. And, you know, we haven't really talked about proclaimers today. Like we're normally talking about the devices.
Right.
And the proclaimers still go out. We, yes, we have all this digital explosion, you know, but the proclaimers still go.
Now, for those not familiar, go describe.
That's the audio Bible, and that's our version of it that that was, you know, invented and created at Faith Comes By Hearing, and we send them out four languages and New Testament, and these mainly go, depending on the size, we have a large size and a smaller size, but the large size, it goes to villages where and listening groups are started, programs are started, so it could be hundreds of people.
Tell them about the device, in a remote area, it's effective.
Yes, it's very effective because, well, number one, the battery's chargeable by a solar panel.
Uh-huh.
And it also has a crank that you can crank it to keep it charged. And they will take these and have, this is kind of a community type. You know, people love to learn in community and to listen in community. So it'll be, from a few families with our smaller devices or a school or with in villages with maybe hundreds of people, you know, or dozens of families, or they'll plant that. A lot of times it leads to church planting in so many of these communities and these villages. So those are still just as strong going out to all the needed places. But I love the way Patrick put it one time. about it. You're like putting a proclaimer on somebody's smartphone. You know, you're putting. So it's amazing what you can do.
Yeah, with these apps, you know, we really are trying to pair together our physical programs with our digital programs. I don't think our proclaimers will ever go away.
No.
There will always be a need for, you know, physical devices in remote places. But as cell phones become more prevalent around the world, you know, something we're experimenting with right now is putting QR codes on devices that are going out. And so you can come together with your whole community and listen to the Bible around the physical device. And then if you have a smartphone that's connected, you can scan the QR code and download the app and take it home with you. And actually what we're seeing is that's sort of a proclaimer multiplication device,
right?
Because most of the photos we get back in these different countries are actually people that are not listening with headphones in their phone to the Bible. They're playing the audio Bible and putting it in the middle of the room, putting their phone in the middle of the room and listening as a family or a smaller group.
Right. So although it may be a single person that is going through it, the whole family, and we know how powerful the Word of God is, and it's going to have an impact. And it certainly has over the 2,000 of years. Through Faith Comes by Hearing for the last 51 years. And we mentioned stories. We already told one story. We have time enough if you have another one.
I do.
He's got some good
ones. We are partners. Our staff in India actually did a Christmas campaign last year where both through digital, through gospel films on YouTube, and through projector physical devices sent out, they had hundreds of people watching the gospel films all together at the same time. And the reports coming back from these homes, which were full of believers and non-believers, were just amazing. Miracles happening as people were understanding the stories of Jesus. You know, there was one story that as someone was watching, you know, the part of the Bible when Jesus is healing the paralytic man and he tells him, take up your mat and walk, that someone in the house who couldn't walk stood up and was healed as they believed in Jesus. And just some incredible stories around the world like that, where not only people's, you know, physical person is changed, but really their spiritual person, they are believing the gospel, and it's like Dina said earlier, it's leading to church planting and communities just being totally transformed.
Well, if you just tuned in, we're just wrapping up a conversation with Dina Day, the communications coordinator at Faith Comes by Hearing, and Patrick Gozier Senior, the global digital coordinator for Faith Comes by Hearing. And earlier in the broadcast, we talked about, you know, it being a nonprofit organization, an opportunity for you to support the ministry, and some tools you can find on the website. I would encourage you, if you've never been there, take, you know, often we get home from work, we flip on the TV, start watching the news, and there's so much bad news. But obviously before you go to the Faith Comes by Hearing website, we'd encourage you to take some time to be alone with the Lord and get some good news. You'll find more of it after that by going to the website. But it's compelling to read through what's on the website. I mean, if you kind of just start, you know, on the website and go to the About Us and hear the story of Jerry and Annette Jackson and the founding of Faith Comes by Hearing. I mean, I know I was here in the 80s, and I remember finding Hosanna at the time, just to see, and I toured a little bit at the time. Of course, there was a lot of molding plastic and cassettes being put into things, and it was very different. But the work has continued. It's gone digital, as Patrick has shared with us. It's gone global, which it has for a long time, but it continues. And we don't want to forget about 2033, right, Dina? You want to mention that one more time?
That's right. 10 short years, you know, but in that decade, we have Well, I mean, you can look on our website. We have hundreds of partners. I think we're at about 700 partners now. But, you know, the goal is the same, coming together in Christ to fulfill the Great Commission, do our part, you know, and get God's word to everyone. And our part is audio. So we're doing that. And oral Bible translation is another way we're doing that, which that's a whole nother program. I'll bring somebody. But, you know, that's because sometimes to do those written translations, it's decades and decades. And now we have newer technology to do oral-to-oral Bible translation. It's just a fascinating process. And so that's how we're going to reach 2033.
It's exciting. Well, thank you both for coming. Patrick, will you come again?
Definitely.
All right, just takes an invite from the communications coordinator.
Yeah, I'll bother Dina.
All right, thanks, Dina.
Thank you so much, Steve. We appreciate it.
Stay with us. We have more information for you about another great ministry right here in the Albuquerque area, which, by the way, Faith Comes by Hearing, yeah, it's a local ministry, but you go to any large Christian convention like the National Religious Broadcasters or the Gospel Music Week and in the Exhibition Hall, a prominent booth is going to be the Faith Comes by Hearing booth. At least it was when I was going to conventions, Dina. It's a well-respected ministry globally. So we're so pleased to have you right here in Albuquerque. And we're going to find out about another one of those ministries when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.